Hello there, dear listener. This is Brian, and I want you to rob us. But before we get to that, let me tell you a little bit about our year. 2025 is coming to an end, and we had a banner year here at Many Sided Media. We played games like Hell Whalers, Slug Blaster, Yazeba's Bed and Breakfast, and Last Train to Bremen. But did you know that those aren't the only games that we played? We actually played a whole lot more. Over on the Many Sided Media Patreon, we call it the Dice Pool, we play even more games and release bonus actual plays and cast talkbacks each and every month. And sometimes, we even get the designers of the games that we play to run them for us. This year, we had Felix Isaacs on to run us through an original three-part Wild Sea adventure that we called Wild Sea Wreckage. I got to play a Mothrin Raveler conspiracy theorist and is probably my favorite character that I got to play all year. And then we had Caleb Zane Hewitt on, who was the designer of the Emmy Award-winning Triangle Agency, who introduced us to an original three-episode series featuring a brand new anomaly and guest player, Taylor Moore. Plus, we played games like Scurry, Token, Tacklebox, and honestly, a ton more. I know what you're wondering. When is this heist happening? Well, I'm getting to that, because members of the Dice Pool get every episode of My First Dungeon and Talk of the Table ad-free, plus MP3s of the original music we make for our shows, plus cast talkbacks for every episode of My First Dungeon, and bonus roundtable discussions featuring folks like Evil Hat publisher Fred Hicks, actual play scholar Dr. Emily Friedman, and Dimension 20 creator Brennan Lee Mulligan. So that's all pretty shiny, right? Certainly worth stealing. So here's where the robbery comes in. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/manysidedmedia and sign up to become a member of the Dice Pool. You'll pay $10 a month and you will get access to literally everything we have ever made. But don't worry, you have my express, official, legally binding verbal permission to pay $10 one time, download everything we have, cancel your subscription, and then ride off into the sunset with 5,231 minutes of TTRPG podcast goodness. That is 87 hours or 3.63 days. And that is just the stuff that we made this year. We've got three more years of podcast goodness sitting on our Patreon, so you are making away with a king's ransom for just $10. And if that's not highway robbery, I do not know what is. But also, if you want to stay and lend your monthly support to the hardworking crew behind all the shows we make, we certainly would not mind. 2026 is going to be our biggest year yet. We have planned massive seasons of My First Dungeon. We have all-star guests lined up for Talk of the Table, and we are even making a few new shows to add to your podcast haul. So please go to patreon.com/manysidedmedia and rob us of everything we have ever made. And if enough of you do, next year's haul will be even bigger. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show. What's this? You're back for another present? That's a little greedy of you, but luckily I have a few more gifts under the tree just for you. One of the biggest things we did this year at Many Sided Media was add a bunch of spectacular new shows to the Many Sided Network, and so I am giving you the gift of your next favorite TTRPG podcast. You are so very welcome. Let me introduce you to 5GMs in a Trench Coat. 5GMs in a Trench Coat is an award-winning, narrative-driven actual play podcast where five friends take turns weaving stories through a new tabletop game of their choice each season. This is episode one of their latest series called From Inside the Tent, which uses Kids on Bikes 2nd Edition. With the vibes of Stranger Things, Gravity Falls, and Nope, we meet childhood friends Amanda Tachibana, Ezekiel Baldwin, and Javier O'Reilly as they go to their very first summer camp at Hidden Falls Regional Park in 1983. And as you might imagine, things quickly take a turn for the weird. And with that, enjoy the show.
This season of Five GMs in a Trench Coat deals with themes of loneliness, loss, the paranormal, growing older, confrontation, parental pressures, reconciliation, teenage shenanigans, allusions to being people of color in the 80s, and hope. Listener discretion is advised.
Gather round and listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is Five GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to 5GM Season 5, run by yours truly, Adam Gonzalez, and this is From Inside the Tent. Today, we're going to be playing Kids on Bikes, Edition 2. The dry summer air plucks at the back of your throat as you breathe it in. Your skin tingles as bloodthirsty or perhaps just persistently pesky bugs buzz around your ankles, leaving you with the knowledge of unbearable itchiness in your future. Jesse, can you please describe the scene we see as you pile into the back of a densely packed 1977 convertible VW bug?
You see this kid, he's kind of, you know, he has big round eyes with light brown eyes. He's looking around. He's kind of new here. He doesn't really know people that well.
Okay. Yeah, you've been here for what? I think at this point, maybe 6 months.
Yeah.
It was the tail end of the school year, probably. So maybe even 3 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, summer just started maybe not more than a week or 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got kind of wild curly hair. He's kind of all over the place. And he just has his backpack and he's holding on to it, and he just kind of quietly goes and sits down at one of the chairs and buckles in.
All right, yeah, so you kind of pile in. So I don't know how much everyone here knows about VW bugs. They're small and compact vehicles, and maybe it's a car that you're certain your dad might like a little more than you, kind of thing, where it's like he takes really good care of this thing. Mm-hmm. And it's a convertible. He got it relatively recently, even though it's a 1977. It came out about 5 or 6 years ago now. And it does not fit all the stuff your dad seemed to have made you pack. You're just going away for a month, and it's not even really going away. It's a couple miles away, but it's still packed to the brim. And so you buckle in shoulder to shoulder with bags and sleeping bags and blankets. It doesn't even really get that cold at night.
I think he has a comically large duffel bag, too.
Yeah.
It's that big as him.
Yeah, there's one that's in the duffel bag is in your lap as big as you. You don't need an airbag. And so I think we'll kind of pull away from Jesse for a moment. And Jesse, what is your character's name? What is your dad calling out to you as he's kind of gruffly telling you to quickly get in the car?
He's like, Zeke, come on, let's get going. You're going to have a great time at camp.
And so we've got to meet the wonderful Zeke. He is about, I think, want to say 13 right now.
Yeah.
And we'll then kind of trail away from Zeke. Our eyes come in and out of focus as the nausea of a tightly packed backseat begins to wash over us. Sweat beads down the forehead, caused by particular heat and wind that we can only be certain are found nowhere else but the Northern California foothills of the Sierra Nevada range. But you are mostly focused on thousands of thoughts, no horrors and mishaps that could occur during your first month of summer spent away from home. Kim, who and what are we looking at, and what are some of the anxieties plaguing your little mind?
So when we pan into the scene in this very densely packed car, I think we see she's around 12, I believe, at this point. She's wearing a tightly zipped up black hoodie. She has the strings of it kind of pulled so it like is taut around her face. But I think what we see is like these blunt, thick bangs that sit right above her eyebrows. She has these thick black glasses that are the kinds that you see in movies when you need to indicate that someone's a nerd. Those kinds of glasses. She just has like large brown eyes. She has a very round face, I think, especially as she's 12 years old. She has like little rosy cheeks. And I think at this point, how long have we been in the car for?
You've been driving for likely about 10 to 15 minutes.
Okay, 10 to 15 minutes. I think that she has one leg like up on the car seat, like hugging like her knee to her chest. And she's wearing those like those shorts that Ellie Sattler wears in Jurassic Park. They're very high waisted. She has her shirt tucked underneath that, but you can't really see it because it's covered by this giant hoodie. And then these like almost thigh high, like white socks that have like green rings around them, and low top Converse. And I think she's sort of twiddling with like the string of her hoodie, kind of thinking a lot about going away for a month because she's leaving her family for a month. And She doesn't quite know what she's doing or what she'll be doing out here.
Right.
Her dad's told her a lot of things that haven't stuck because she's 12 years old. Uh-huh. And I think she's just sort of thinking also about the drive ahead.
Yeah.
And she doesn't like being in the backseat.
In that. Again, the nausea. You feel the nausea of the tightly packed backseat. You hear your mother's voice calling a name, your name, as you're dragged out of your anxieties and your own head. And what name is that?
Amanda.
Yes. And I think it's even, at first it's like, Amanda. And then it's, Amanda. A sharp, you're, again, in your own head, in your own anxieties.
Yeah.
And you're yanked out. Did you remember the sunblock?
I grab a neon pink backpack out from, like, behind my mom's seat, put it on my lap. I unzip it. I look through. And I pull out, like, a sunblock bottle.
Calamine lotion?
I don't know if that's in here, Mom.
Well, your dad should have packed, and it starts going.
Yeah.
And you are in for a couple more minutes, maybe an hour of driving ahead of you. And then we kind of pass over, maybe even pull out of the car above to this kind of green, dusted road. Anyone who's driven into inner California, a lot of greenery, but also a lot of nothing. And it is a lot of nothing. We've probably left the town already and kind of just drifts behind us, maybe even a speck of like brick buildings behind us. We feel the aching of torn calves and quad muscles slowly healing as they contort and cramp while you sit almost knees to your chest in the passenger seat of your father's Ford F-100. Your skin grows itchy and taut with each moment as a sweat beads dry to a salty, thin crust surrounding you. The smell of day-old calamine lotion lingers in your nose as the effectiveness begins to run its course and the pulsing, vexing itch that covers your already uncomfortable legs begins to rear its ugly head. Tanlin, what are we looking at and how are they feeling?
You're looking at this, like, really awkwardly lanky young man, probably around 13, with that really almost to the scalp buzz that makes his head kind of look like a peanut, and really gnarly braces over, like, really gapped teeth. Darker skin, you know, he's a young black man. Just, like, so uncomfortable.
Yeah, and so, again, as I mentioned, it's early in the day. You guys have left early for camp, and yet the sweat is still drying on your skin, and that is because your father had you run laps before you left because, well, you're going to be a freshman relatively soon, and when that happens, he expects you to start varsity. You have the size. He needs you to have the speed. You're not going to be as bulky as the older boys, so you're going to have to be able to compete. And what is your father calling to you as he's meandering on about how good you could be?
I think full name, Javier, like, not Javi, yeah, nothing cute, like, Javier.
So I think it's Javier. You added seconds on from your last round of laps. You understand that? You're getting slower, and I don't know how you're doing it. If you were on time, or if you'd shave seconds off, we wouldn't be behind now. You're going to be late. Your friends are going to wonder where you are. We really need to focus up.
Yeah, I know. I'll, because I have, I'm going to make sure I'll wake up early before everyone and make sure I get my reps in before the day starts.
Yeah, because your mom had a whole thing about you coming out here, and I thought that we could spend the entire summer training. You promised, you agreed, you were going to be getting training in, you were going to be working on your handling, working on your speed. I can't have you dropping that. If you come back even slower, there's 100% no chance that in a year you're going to be ready.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I have it. I already have it in my head. Like, I'll be sure I'm working out there, and I might even, like, you know, maybe there's other kids who want to play, and I'll just, you know, get some teams going.
Yeah, I mean, you're natural leader. I don't think you necessarily need to go to this, but your friends are, and your mom insisted and then made me drive you. So here we are. Can you hand me that water bottle, please?
Yeah.
I think we pull away from that. And so we kind of sweep over the small town we just left behind, the town of Auburn, California, just underneath a mountain range. It is the summer, so it's a dry heat. It's a bit windy from time to time. It gets cold at night, and you guys are headed out to your summer camp. I believe this is the first summer camp for all of you. Who are we expecting to see there? Do any of you guys expect to see each other? Are you just going to go? Did you make plans to go with people? Yeah, what are we thinking?
I think Javi got Amanda to convince her parents to let her go so that her parents can convince my parents to let me go.
Right.
Yeah. That's what I think happened.
Yeah. And then I think that we roped Zeke into going, who might have not had many plans, but we met him at like the end of the school year.
Yeah.
He's in the same neighborhood. So we were probably like, Zeke, you should come with us.
Dude, like, it's going to be so cool. Like, no parents.
No parents. We're going to be in the mountains. It's going to be really cool.
I think he was kind of unsure about it at first. He just kind of wanted to stay home. But then his parents heard about it. Like, no, this will be a great way for you to make friends. So he's like, oh, okay. He's going along.
Very good. Yeah, so you guys all expect to see each other there. I think maybe there's a bit of worry because you know that typically there are four counselors and four, like, tents or houses or areas that are labeled different things, like different teams practically. So I think there's a bit of worry that you guys might not end up getting to stay in the same area as each other. But let's go ahead and have us kind of wash into a nice, green, natural regional park. This is Hidden Falls Regional Park. For our purposes in our world, it's a bit larger than it actually is. It is the summer of 1983, and it is all of your first time getting to stay at Hidden Falls the entire month. Maybe you guys will come for a weekend with your family. They do family things and whatnot. But there's a small kind of county-run event that some of the older teenagers run, and they're the ones that are going to have you guys kind of be taking care of you guys in lieu of your parents. You all pull up. You're kind of bustling out and getting everything. So let's go ahead and go around the table and make sure we have everything we packed and are saying our goodbyes. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I think it's just my dad.
Okay.
So he comes out. So he takes out a large backpack and a large duffel bag, and we're going through all the stuff. And it's so... he's also kind of dressed in like military fatigues and boots, so he looks like he's ready for like survivalist situation right now. Like, he's living in this forest.
I think your dad leans down. He's like, Zeke, you know that there's gonna be like tents and cabins and things like that. Like, you don't...
Well, I mean, you never know what's gonna happen. What if it rains and then the whole cabin collapses? I need to be able to have this tarp to make a lean-to.
You're right, my boy. You're right.
Okay, can you help me get this backpack on?
Oh, you can get it on.
So he just kind of struggles. After a while, he finally gets it on. He's sweating. He's covered in sweat.
You packed it, you carry it. And he, like, pats you. Maybe you even fall over a bit. Yeah.
I have to lean on the car.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
All right, well, I'll be seeing you. And he peels the fuck off. Yeah. Like, before you've even really taken steps away, he's gone. He's already peeling off.
So he's got this giant backpack on. He's dragging this duffel bag. Covered in sweat, trying to look for where he's supposed to go.
You're radiating heat solely because of how much you're carrying, and bugs are beginning to swarm. The light buzz of mosquitoes.
He's also in full like military fatigues, so he's like, he's covered up.
Yes, you're just releasing heat, and these bugs are like, yep, that's our boy. And so I think then we pull away again, and we'll come back over to Javier. Your dad has probably not stopped talking about what you need to work on this entire drive. Maybe save for a couple of songs that he imparts to you as something he enjoys and he thinks you should also enjoy. Whether or not you do is more of a Javier problem than a me problem.
Yeah, it's a lot of Jackson 5.
It's a lot of Jackson 5. And again, whether you enjoy them or not, it's 100% a Javier problem and not a father problem.
Yeah.
It is not the problem of Darren O'Reilly. It is the problem of his son. Your mother and I are going to try to spend the month working on the house, getting stuff together. Maybe we'll see a movie or something. I don't know. Don't fall behind on your practice, please.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll see. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, that Amanda girl, make sure that she's good. Her parents really felt that it would be really important if you were going, because they wanted someone that she was comfortable with and knew around. And, I mean, look at you. You know, you're the safest guy around.
Mm-hmm.
You're big. You're tall.
Mm-hmm.
You're an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally inclined. I would want you around to protect my daughter if I had a daughter, but you're not. I don't have a daughter. You're my son. I'll see ya.
Yeah. Grabbing my things and getting on.
And then you kind of hear, wait, you forgot. And then he throws out your running shoes that you, I think, very purposely forgot.
Yeah.
And then he waits. I think he waits for you to kind of walk in as much as he is, like, not in, but, like, to the, you see a group of people kind of corralling in this, like, barbecue center. Like, if you've ever been to a park and where, like, a family's had a family get together, the little cement benches and things like that, there's a bit of a gathering over there, and you kind of see everyone. You see some shirts that read camp from the previous summer, Camp 82 and things like that. Yeah, so you begin walking that way, or are you going to wait to see if you see Zeke or Amanda?
I think the quickest I'm out of his view, the quicker I can relax. So that's what you see. He's like, yep.
Yeah, so you begin walking towards the group. And lastly, I think, Amanda, you guys have been here for a bit. You probably got here first, but your mom has not stopped. Okay, so you have a calamine lotion, mm-hmm. and you have the sunscreen. What else do you need? Do you have your glasses? Do you wear glasses? You just panic.
They're on my face, Mom.
Okay, you have your glasses. Did you bring contacts? Do you need contacts?
No, Mom. Don't look at me.
You
like
have all
that.
The numbers? You have all the phone numbers?
Yes,
you have
them written down? I have all the numbers. I have them written down.
And you have the second page with them written down on that also?
Yes,
I do.
The third
page,
and then the one
on
the very
numbers.
Back of the, yep.
And the back one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have all the numbers.
Yes, I have all the numbers.
Okay, and do you, I know your dad said that you didn't have to bring them, but do you have the workbooks I got you? Because I would really appreciate it if you just did something. You don't have to do all of it. Your dad
yes,
said you didn't have
I
to.
I have them. I have all of them.
I appreciate
all three
that.
Of them.
You're a big girl.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to start doing big girl things. And
yes.
I just think that it's important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll find time to do them, I promise.
Okay. No, I'm just saying you're about to go into eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And then it's high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's college. And yep. you got to go to college.
Yep, I know. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to finish them. You know, your dad didn't even say you had to do them, but mm-hmm. it would mean a lot to me if you did them.
Yeah, I'll do them. And
it would matter
so
much to me. I'll
try my best to finish them.
My dear daughter,
mm-hmm.
if you did them for me.
I'll do them. Like I said, I'll try my best to find my time to finish it. I will try at least to finish one.
Thank you so much. And you don't have to, if you're not going to do them, you can just tell me you're not going to do them.
I'll do all three, but I'll try my best to finish one.
I'm sure you could finish three if you really put the time aside.
I'm sure if I really put the time aside, but we have a month and I don't know what else is planned. You would know more about what they have planned for us than
I
do.
I called ahead and they said that you would be able to move the times around if you needed to. It's more of a sign-up thing.
Oh,
so you could really stay in the cabin the whole time and work on stuff.
I could, but I feel like that would be missing the point of like why I'm here entirely, you know?
You're right.
I'll try to finish two.
Have fun, Amanda. Be safe. I love you.
We're probably standing outside the car, and she's probably fixing the straps of my backpack as
yeah.
she's telling me this because they were twisted.
Fidgety.
Yeah.
She's fidgeting on everything mm-hmm. that you have.
Mm-hmm. My dad has my duffel bag and is awkwardly standing in the back like a father.
Yeah. Have fun. He just like hands you your bag.
Thanks, Dad.
Is that boy Javier here? I thought that we were going to see him.
I'm sure he's here. If not, he'll be here.
Pans over to the group. The tallest kid.
Yeah.
I think I see him.
Yeah.
That's Javier, right?
Yeah, that's Javier.
It's like the only black kid here. Like, yeah. I think that's Javier. Looks... Well, sometimes I confuse him for other kids.
I look at my father. Sure, Dad.
He just gives you just a hug. Yeah. he just breaks it with a hug.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get in. They also wait. But
yeah,
they don't drive. They don't drive away mm-hmm. when you get to the. They roll their windows down to listen to whatever is going to get
yeah.
said.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys look for each other in the crowd?
I look for Hobby for sure.
Yeah, I see you immediately because
yeah.
I am.
You're so
gigantor.
Tall. You're so tall.
How tall are you at this age?
So how tall is an average eighth grader? Like
boys vary because
yeah.
they hit puberty at weird
yeah.
times, but it's between like 5 foot to like 5 foot five. Like that's
yeah.
pretty, like,
I think I on the high end like 5 foot five, 5'4", 5'5".
Okay, so you're just taller than the other kids. He probably fits in more with the counselors
mm-hmm.
who are in like the 5'5 to 5'8 range.
Yeah.
As the rest of the kids are in the five, especially the girls. Actually, the girls are probably a little taller than most of the boys mm-hmm. around these parts because of the age.
How'd I work? But I can look over most of the heads, I
yes,
think.
Yeah.
And so I see you.
Like, yeah.
And I don't see my dad. And so I'm going straight to you.
Okay. Yeah. Hi.
You made it.
I did.
I made
survived.
It.
Yeah, we both survived.
Dude.
You all right?
Okay.
Okay.
I have to wake up at 5 a.m.
That's too early.
Every day. I'm not, obviously.
Yeah.
But if my dad asks you, okay. I did.
You woke up at 5, you're right.
I woke up at 5. I ran 20 laps.
Okay.
Under...
20 laps where? Are we talking
like around the cabin area?
Oh, the cabin area? Yeah. We'll say that like that's probably the entirety of the cabin area, we'll say is like a mile. So that's, that's like 20 miles. We'll say it's like half a mile. Mm-hmm. So it's like you're running like 10 miles a day because you really got to get your cardio in, which is insanity. And I'd say that you woke up at 5 and you completed it by 7 or 8 before everyone got up.
Yeah. So that.
Okay.
I you know, I'd wake up at 5 and I'm coming back to the cabin by like 7. Okay. That's the vibe.
Okay. All right.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh.
Zeke, you holding your duffel bag in two hands, too heavy. You have a big ass backpack on, too heavy. I think you're swaying cuz your body can't quite decide which way it's going to fall. As someone, an older kid kind of brushes by you, and I think it's not quite a bump. It's definitely not a shove. But it's enough to knock you off balance,
no.
And I'm going to need a roll from you. What roll would you like to make? Because you kind of get to make the argument here. You get to pitch to me how Zeke holds in.
I'm going to go for brawn. He's just trying to tough it out.
All right, yeah, so go ahead and give me your brawn roll, and I'm going to set the difficulty. Oh!
You got a 6 plus?
That's actually perfect. No, so, okay. So it's a boom. What happens is whenever you crit on your roll, you then get to roll the die again. And if you crit again, you get to roll the die again. And you just keep adding it up.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so add it again. And it is a 10. One. Okay, so you got a 6, 7 plus
1.
So is that put you at 8?
Yeah.
Okay. So at an 8, it was, I think, solely because of your stature, which is small, and holding a bunch of stuff, the difficulty was a 10. So you didn't quite beat it. You get knocked off balance. And as you begin to fall back, you just hit a larger person than you, and you kind of look back or maybe look up, and you see Javi. Javi, you've just kind of been slammed into by Zeke, who you did not notice because backpack obscuring the head, and you're just gonna like that tight like balance between like falling off and standing back up.
He's like, "Oh, dude!" And then like go to daff you up and probably help you not.
Oh, thanks, Javi.
How was your ride?
Oh, you know, it was good. A little bumpy towards the end, but we made it.
You look really prepared.
Yeah, I don't tell anyone, but I was able to grab a couple flares. So if something goes wrong, people can find us.
I look at Javi. I'm going to use our fucking mind reader. I look at you and I'm like, did we need flares?
Shit, we might.
We're children. So, the forest is so scary. We're children.
Yeah, I think, and also like he's cutting loose this summer, dude. Like, no parents.
And so you kind of meander on. You have that moment of like intense connection. You're like, holy shit, do we need flames? And then you're like, I got him. And then you hear the hello, everybody, and welcome to a summer camp hidden in the waterfalls at Hidden Falls Regional Park. I am Reg T. If you have the luck of getting me, you'll be in the camp with the bald eagles. E. Ha ha ha.
Yes.
Jesse's so upset right now.
Sorry, Jesse. All right, guys. Line up, kiddos. Line up where you want to be, and we're going to draw straws and see who we can keep. And so I'm going to label out the cabins for you. So we have the fire ants, the bobcats, the bald eagles, and the golden trout. So the bald eagles and the bobcats get flooded with people. You know that there is one counselor and 4 beds per cabin, so 5 beds in total. The bobcats and the bald eagles both have 4. It doesn't mean you can't stay there. You can go get in line, and if you just get the straw, you can go there. Mm-hmm. And then the golden trout and fire ants each have 2 people in line at the moment as everyone's like rushing around. I think you guys do that like freeze pause because your first time here.
Yeah.
Let's all go for the trout, I guess.
Yeah, okay,
all right.
I like fish. Jinx.
And it's gold, so it's the best.
Yeah.
I'm holding my tongue right now because you jinxed me.
I did jinx you, Mrs. Cannon.
How long does Amanda not talk for?
I just have giant eyes at you.
It's not going to work this time. You're jinxed. Let's go in line.
I'm just staring at you. I'm not moving. I'm looking at you.
Amanda. Let's go.
So you break the jinx. You guys line up in the golden trout. There are two other kids here, so that means that there are five of you here. There is a strawberry blonde counselor, honestly shorter than Javi. She's probably about 5'2". So she might even be shorter than Zeke. She is, you guys would know, a high school senior back home. Again, you guys are not very far from home, realistically. You're maybe like 5-10 miles out. So it is Ashley Redding. She is very active around the town. She's one of those high school kids who does everything. She helps out the mayor. She's doing all these kinds of things. She has a, for all intents and purposes, a successful life ahead of her. And she does this because she loves working with the kids. And she's a soft-spoken one. Hello, Golden Trout. It looks like we have five of us today, so I am going to need to pull a little card and see, unless someone wants to give up their spot in Golden Trout. It looks like there's an extra spot at Fire Ants. I see we have three new members and two old members. You, my friend, have an old Bobcat shirt. Did you not want the Bobcats this year? I know Sarah's a bit much, but if you want to go that way, you can go that way. Otherwise, we can just go ahead and pull straws for it.
Can I try to charm this kid with the Bobcat shirt?
Yeah, of course.
Just gonna be like, hey, like, we're all friends. We're trying to stick together. You know, like, would you mind if you just, like, took one for the team and just went over the Bobcats? I'm sure you would want to be with your old friends anyway.
Absolutely. Go ahead and give me that roll for it.
Oh, goddamn.
Got a two. You got a two?
Yeah.
So I had this really low at, like, a five. And he's like, I don't know, man. Listen, I was a Bobcat last year, and now there's hella Bobcats over there. And that's kind of bunk. I'm not trying to deal with it. Do you want to deal with it? You can go be a Bobcat. Bobcats are cool, they say. Sarah's all right. But I thought that something over here, the Golden Trout, they won last year. They won the little event we did at the end of the year. I'm trying to win that. I want to win things. And we're not going to win with a bunch of newbies here. So maybe you go over there. And Jesse, for your failure, I will give you a token.
Oh my god. Is that what we're putting those to use for?
Yes, because you guys are children and friends. You've all been friends for so
long.
That's
beautiful.
So I'm going to collect more as we play.
For the audience, Adam has a metallic plastic pterodactyl in his hands right now.
Yeah, okay. I have a Christmas coin that has a reindeer and a bag on it. And then I have three little dinosaurs. You know, I don't know if you know, but when you were a child and we go to like the 99 cent store or something and they had a big tube of mini dinosaurs. Yeah. Those are going to be what I give you guys to keep track of them. And you can use them whenever you want. And you hold on to them until you do. And I kind of figured you guys just trade them around. You're friends. You probably got a pack of them together with like the first couple of nickels you guys got.
Yeah.
For doing something stupid. Like plucking the oranges for like old Miss McGee, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, Jesse, would you like a coin that you guys share around as a friend? Maybe it's like, it's a cool mint coin that you got, that one of you got is changed. It's like a penny. Or would you like one of the figurine dinosaurs?
Actually, I think because I'm easygoing, I get two when I fail.
Oh, shit. Okay.
That's true.
Well,
you
I'll do. I'll take the coin and a dinosaur.
Coin and a, which dinosaur do you want? We have a pterodactyl, we have a stegosaurus, and we have...
Give me the stego.
The stego? All right. Perfect. Here you go. Pass that on to my buddy. And then we have a coin for him as well. So you now have those coins. Because you get two, I'll let you retroactively use one since you failed to kind of get another shot at this if you want.
Okay.
How does one of these items give you that little push? Do you?
I think he squeezes on the stegosaurus and it hurts him, so he gets like a little tear. So he starts tearing up a little bit. He's like, "Come on!"
All right, go ahead and reroll, and I'll let you add a +2 to that because crying is funny.
Crying is hilarious.
I got a five.
Okay,
this time.
Five plus two.
Yeah.
No,
I got a three, so I got +2.
+2. All right, crybaby. If you're gonna cry about it, I'll just leave. I don't want to be in a group with a crybaby anyways. They're friends of a crybaby. And this kid kind of walks off and give me the stegosaurus. And I think in that capacity, you kind of hold on the stegosaurus. And then when you let it go, maybe one of your friends takes it and swaps you another dinosaur as you guys kind of use them as like fun currency.
Mm-hmm.
And you no longer have a stegosaurus in your person. And that's not an item you can tend to at the moment, but you still have your coin. So I think Ashley kind of just lets that all play out. She's, again, a little quieter, a little more hands off. And she's like, well, good job. You got us down. I didn't have to draw straws or anything. No harm, no foul. Are you guys ready to head to the cabin and settle in, or do you want to walk around the park first and see what we got? I see we're all carrying stuff. If you want to put stuff down, we can. If not, we can go for the walk right now.
Yeah, can we drop off our stuff first?
Of course, sweetheart. Let's go. And so, you guys head over to the Golden Trout. And so you guys see this shoddily built wooden cabin. No doors on the hinges. It's just a doorway. And I don't know how many of us have been to science camps. That shit happens. They do that. They just raw dog. Like, what do we need doors for? You guys come in. There are walls, but there's two open doors, one on the front, one in the back. The one in the back, you can walk around and go in, but it also leads directly out to a little shack to use the restroom. Also shoddily built. That is, however, made out of cement, and you can tell it ports downward kind of into the earth. There's likely some kind of containment tank. Don't fall in. And so Ashley walks you guys in. On the outside of this wooden cabin, there is a poorly painted over what you can tell was the Golden Trout painted from last year that they must have painted last year, and you guys get to paint it this year. I don't know how many of you read the itinerary or read about some of the things you might get to do. I'm sure your mom kind of told you the infinite things you can do that you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
Because you should be doing your work instead.
Yeah, I should.
And one of them is going to be a full cabin makeover day. She walks you in. She's like, this will be my bed. You can see it's the biggest bed, and it's kind of in between all of the other beds, so she can keep an eye on all of you guys. She has a small stack of books next to it. I will be spending most of the summer reading and helping you guys out with whatever you need. When I'm not running events for you guys, I will be reading. And every Tuesday and Sunday is our cooking day. So that is the day we will be prepping dinner, lunch, and breakfast. So be ready for those. I hope you guys all came ready to cook. I love making breakfast. It's my favorite. I love a pancake. And so anyways, I'm Ashley Redding. I love pancakes. And my favorite color is purple. Who would like to go next? Let's go ahead and get to know each other in this little cabin.
I've made myself smaller.
Yeah. The minute it turns into icebreakers.
The minute it's icebreakers, I like tighten the strings on my hoodie really slow. Like I pretend like it's not happening, but I'm definitely doing it.
And I think as a introvert and as an anxious person, you recognize that Ashley Redding attempted to Trojan horse in this. Instead of being like, it's time for icebreakers, she just started doing them.
Yeah.
She's a seasoned vet.
She's
dangerous.
I hate that.
So who's going first?
I'm Javi.
Javi, that's a fantastic name.
I haven't really thought about a favorite color yet.
You don't have a favorite color, Javi. Well, maybe we'll find one for you over the summer. Maybe it's gold, like the Golden Trout.
Dude, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. I said that because Javi was talking, and I forgot.
And I think she just turns to you.
I was in a group of
Hello,
people.
Hello, maybe.
Maybe, hi.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Amanda.
Amanda!
Yeah, that's my name.
I'm making sure everyone else can hear you. What else? What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is, it's pink.
Pink is a beautiful color. I noticed you don't have much pink on.
I have my backpack. That counts.
Very cute backpack.
Thanks.
Pink and purple are so close. We're like cousins.
Sure.
It's very exciting.
I like waffles.
And I like pancakes. It's growing.
My eyes are getting wider as I'm speaking.
I'm so happy to have someone that I have so much in common with, but still so different. We are truly our own people, Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot wait to see who you become at the end of the summer.
So, like, what do we have planned? My mom said there was a sign-up stuff.
Yes, so let's go ahead and have everyone else introduce themselves, and we can go over that, Amanda, if that's okay with you.
Slowly, hoodie getting tighter, the hole in which my face can peek out is getting smaller. I think it's surrounding my like glasses now.
Oh my goodness.
I'm retreating.
Okay. Yeah, of course. When we're done, we'll go over that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Would anyone like to go next, or shall I pick somebody?
Zeke's just standing there like, oh no.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and pick somebody. So I'm just going to roll, I'm going to flip a coin here, and then, let's see. Do you want heads or tails?
Heads.
So you lose, so you get to go.
Oh. I'm Ezekiel. My favorite color is red. And I really like food my mom makes.
amazing, Ezekiel. Ezekiel, a biblical name, very sharp. Red, a wonderful color, very sharp. And three, what kind of food does your mom make?
Oh, she makes all kinds, but my favorite is when she does Taco Tuesdays.
Taco Tuesdays. I also love a good tortilla with ground beef and lettuce and tomato. So good. Love Taco Tuesdays. Maybe I could come over sometime. Your mom, you know, your mom could teach me how she makes her tacos. We could do Taco Tuesday together. It'd be so great.
Yeah, that sounds great.
It sounds
Ezekiel has a big smile on his face now.
Amazing, Ezekiel. And finally we have, and it's this, I think, the smallest stature girl in here. She's little, but has been standing up straight and is very, like, sharp. Lila Rodriguez. I like green. I like green foods. And I like summer camp. I know you're rookies. Golden Trout won the race last year. You're going to be our anchor. You're tall. You're athletic. I like you. Solid. Take the backpack off. You look like you're going to fall.
Oh, okay. I throw it on my bed and it...
and you. I agree. I can't wait to see who you're going to be at the end of this summer. Ashley, it's a pleasure. I'm going to go hit the can. And she turns out and marches out of the...
I lean over to Javi. I'm like, do you think like green food, like green eggs and ham, like Dr. Seuss?
I hope so. She seemed pretty cool. Not gonna lie.
She seems kind of hardcore.
Yeah, but I get it.
Fair.
Yeah, so you all talk for a bit. Lila's out, but Ashley kind of says, well, Lila already knows how summer camp goes. There's nothing new this year that wasn't last year. So let's go ahead and break it down for our new friends here. You three have the luxury of signing up for whatever events you want to do. You can pack your day as little or as much as you want to do. I encourage you. So Ashley has one big rule. Ashley's one big rule is that you have to do one thing a day that you don't want to do. If you're not signing up, if you're not doing anything, I'm going to sit down with you. We're going to have a conversation. We're going to figure out what that one thing a day that you don't want to do is. And I'm going to make sure that you have a fantastic time doing it. Why? Because that's Ashley's. What is it? One big rule.
One big rule.
One big rule, yeah. Exactly. We be safe. That's a rule.
Oh, don't worry. I'm prepared to be safe.
You look incredibly prepared to be safe. That's sharp. And what is Ashley's one big rule?
Do one thing you don't want to do.
And have fun doing it.
Have fun doing it.
So here's our sign-up sheets. I have them hung up right there. You can see all the events per day. There's a lot to do. Crafts, canoeing, hiking. We do have a couple of tent camping nights that I personally don't do the tent camping nights, but you will be handed off to my lovely friends, Reg T. I'm sure you heard him at the front. And Annie Walsh, the head of the fire ants. Go fire ants. The bites hurt. Be careful around the mound.
About this tent... This tent one, can we build our own, like, if we wanted to make a lean-to with the tarp we brought?
I've never seen someone build their own, but I think we might get some extra points for the race if you build your own. It's impressive.
What do you mean, race?
At the very end of the camp, each cabin participates in a little race. We do some canoeing. We do some little crafts, and we see who can do it the best and the quickest, and you get points. Per speed and quickness. That's why I encourage you to do at least one thing you're uncomfortable doing, because it means you'll get better at doing something that we're going to have to test it. It makes you a better, more well-rounded person.
Oh, okay.
Exciting, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm very excited for you. I'm going to go head out, and I'm going to see if lunch is ready. You guys stay here. If you need anything, just follow the trail straight back up. We'll all be over there. Stay in groups of two. Make sure... No one falls in. We had someone drown in the septic tank 4 years ago. Be careful.
Just like, guys, just looking at each other like, oh
you
my
guys are
God.
I pull out little floaties.
Yeah. You guys are kids, so you can pull out dice to roll if you want to see if she's lying.
I believe her wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
I thought so.
That sounds terrifying.
That's beautiful. Yeah, so she heads off and you guys are alone for a moment. And then you hear the stomping of Lila back up the trail. Anything you guys are going to do before Lila gets back in?
I'm going to lay down for a bit. I'm tuckered out.
Yeah. I'm going to look at all of the papers, the sign-up sheets.
Okay.
I want to see what they all are.
Yeah, okay. So each day kind of has the same events, but every day has about two that are kind of their own that you can see are written in. So it is a printed mm-hmm. sheet, but one is written in.
Okay, yeah.
So the typical stuff is there's always a canoe, there's always a hike, there's always swimming, there's always access to like building. The tent thing happens once a week. There's a tent night where you do a tent night, and then every day has kind of two random things. Due to the collaborative nature of this game and the way I want to play it, we've all camped and done things differently growing up. I know Jesse was a Boy Scout for a bit. Mm-hmm. I did a lot of camping growing up, and I went to a couple different camps. Hated it. But yeah, so there's different things. So let's go ahead and what kind of things. I know one thing that I think that Amanda might enjoy. There's a star watching.
Yeah, that's what I was going to suggest. Yeah,
stargazing at night, and you kind of identify the different constellations. Yeah. And there's also star tracing. So those are two separate days.
Okay.
So it's a day of identification, and then the following day you do tracing. So,
I like that. Yeah. Okay, I'll put my little name in there. I'll sign up for both of them.
That's exciting. Okay. Yeah, so that'll be towards the end of this week.
That's fine.
Yeah, and you just arrived and it's a Monday.
Yeah.
Actually,
those are the only two things I sign up for.
It's a Sunday. You guys are driving up on a Sunday because your parents work on Mondays. All right. Javi, anything?
I'd sign up for the same ones that Amanda just did. And then, shit, how many slots can I sign up for, actually?
Well, so there's under everything, there's four slots. Like four, so pretty much it's you can sign up for everything.
I'm stacking my days up, I think.
Yeah. All of it.
Oh yeah, dude. You know what? And actually, this kind of like works for what my dad wants me to do anyway. So like, really, really, I'm up.
Really,
when you
counts.
Think about it, Amanda.
Yeah.
like really, just.
I'm just
trying
like,
to justify it to you when I don't need to.
I'm so short next to you, and I'm just like looking up, and I'm like, yeah, sure.
Dude, you should do. Oh, you want to do swimming with me? I'm gonna put your name down.
Yeah, you already put my name down. I can't say no. I'm like, all right.
Did you sign Amanda up for everything or just swimming?
For a few things, I think.
Yeah.
A few physical things that I don't want to go alone. Yeah. And so just like,
Zeke, do you want us to sign you up for anything while we're doing this? And by we, I mean Javi, because I can't reach.
Well, you can do these ones with us, because Amanda's already going to do these ones.
Start filling Zeke in. Yeah, and so you start filling Zeke in, and then as...
Sign me up for the tent one, too.
Oh, yeah, dude, I'll sign us all up
all
for that one,
tent one.
Yeah, and so as it's going on, Lila walks in, and she like, thank goodness. I had a sneaking suspicion no one was going to sign up for anything. We're going to win this year. Also, be careful in there. There's no toilet paper.
What
do you use? Oh.
That was the only thing I forgot to pack.
That's unfortunate.
How is that the thing you forgot to pack?
Yeah.
I assumed that they would have toilet paper.
You know what? My mom might have packed me toilet paper in my duffel bag.
Luckily, I caught it before I went. Had to do a full squat. Nothing touched the sides. I'm gonna go check for lunch. And she just starts heading out. And then she pauses at the door. Who's coming with me?
Lunch.
Zeke, lunch.
I'm always hungry.
Just like,
yeah, because if we're gonna do buddy system, then there's only three of us, and then what if we
and
get split up with the buddies?
What if you need to go?
Okay,
you probably have to go.
Yeah, Zeke, you should.
He's like getting up. He's using the bed to get
bro.
Himself.
Yeah, I think I'll grab you by the forearm and like the predator handshake.
Okay.
All right, you're good.
Hold on, I gotta get a couple things. And he gets like a pocket knife, and he gets one of those mirrors to like signal planes.
Are you supposed to have those?
Yeah, in case we get lost in the woods, we can signal a helicopter or a plane.
Just keep it hidden, bro, because there's a lot of white people around. What the?
Lila
put it in your pocket.
In.
Okay, I shove it in my pocket.
Yeah, Lila leans into your guys' group huddle. Is that a pocket knife?
Yeah.
Good. So you listen to me.
Okay.
Did someone really drown in the septic tank 4 years ago?
Can you swim?
Yeah.
Then you're fine.
Oh.
When we have the race, there's a tent building portion.
Okay.
The bobcats and the bald eagles have access to the rope. They're the closest to it. They always get the most of it. You're going to cut their rope.
But that sounds like cheating.
You listen to me?
Yeah.
We have a whole month. You're going to get over it in a whole month and you're going to do it.
Okay.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because Lila Rodriguez is a winner.
Okay.
And I'm going to turn you into winners.
Oh, okay. Oh,
all right.
All right.
Let's see if we can find some toilet paper before we get lunch.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Did you end up having some in your bag?
Oh, yeah. I checked my bag. Did I have toilet paper? Let's roll for it. I think it's fun.
Yes. Yeah, there is toilet paper.
I pull out a roll of toilet paper.
Thank goodness it wasn't as dry of a drop as I thought. And she walks back to the bathroom really quickly.
Lila's hardcore.
She kind of reminds me of my dad, but like in a cool way.
Oh.
Lila's really cool. Do you think she won't be friends?
I think so.
I don't think we have a choice.
I don't think we have a choice.
It seems like we're going to be her friends if we want to or
we're
not.
We're sleeping in the same room together, man.
Yeah.
So Lila comes back out and you guys walk to head to get lunch. I think that what we're going to do here, because as much as it might sound like it, audience, this is not what the bulk of our story is going to be. This is just the beginning. Camp is just one episode. Camp of 83, right? So let's go ahead and jump forward a couple of days to stargazing. How have you guys been enjoying camp? I would like 2 to 3 sentences of descriptions of what you've done, if you've had fun or not, and kind of tell me if you're coming out of your shell or not.
This episode is brought to you by Hero Forge. There is no better gift for a gamer than a custom miniature of their beloved TTRPG character. So this holiday season, take the guesswork out of gift giving and treat your players to a digital gift card to Hero Forge. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. You can make minis in a variety of materials, including premium unpainted plastic and color standees, and they even offer downloadable model files so you can 3D print your unique designs at home. And for the dice lovers in your party, never fear, Hero Forge has you covered with their custom dice, which lets you put your hero inside the very D20 that will help lead you to glory. Visit heroforge.com to send your players a digital gift card and let them build the heroes of their dreams.
Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. And with the Hero Forge Pro subscription, it's the perfect way to keep leveling up your foraging experience. This monthly subscription service grants access to kit bashing, photo booth, community library, and more. Design wild creations with kit bashing, give them the perfect mood lighting and backdrops with the photo booth tool, then upload them to the community library for other foragers to celebrate. Looking to organize your characters based on campaign, theme, and more? Pro subscriptions include access to folders to ensure an easy way to keep track of your many minis. Pro subscriptions also allow access to Hero Forge's new item drops a week early. Each week, they release new armor, weapons, mounts, familiar, and more on Hero Forge. With Pro, you get early access to these awesome new features. Want even more? Upgrade to the Pro Plus subscription, which also grants you access to 5 free digital credits per month. Perfect for VTTs and STLs for home printing. Pro Plus also gives you free access to their monthly themed packs, which are great for planning fun encounters for your adventuring party. Pro subscriptions start at $3.99 per month, and Pro Plus subscriptions start at $14.99 per month. Visit heroforge.com to start designing your custom miniatures today, and check back often as new content is added every week.
Sanguis populi, the blood of the people. The dark protectors of the hidden city of Azeroth, deep within the illusory forest. Familiar with death as they have eluded it, they are called upon for a desperate task. Slaying a creature from the great beyond. Blythe.
This might not be easy. Being surrounded by death, I don't understand how they can do it.
Elvira.
Someone must watch the bodies, and none do so as diligently.
Swan.
Into action so fast. I love when we get to go out.
It came from the sky. This great pale monstrosity.
You just had to sate your hunger. You couldn't have saved it for the beasts.
I prefer the gratuity.
Vampirism is not immortality. It only prolongs the inevitable. Is this the end for Sanguis Populi? Blood in the snow. A tale yet told. Halloween 2025.
Sorceress, lower the barrier for just a moment. Sanguis Populi departs.
Listen to Tale Is Yet Told wherever you get your podcasts.
Ezekiel go first. So I think it's been a bit of a mixed bag. There's been some things he's enjoyed, some things he hasn't.
Yes.
And I think he's starting to get out of his shell. I think Lila's like actually like helping him out a lot.
Yeah.
I think she's also like, anytime someone tries to mess with us, she's like, you gotta deal with Lila.
Yeah. I think you did watch Lila push someone onto a fire ant hill and then just look and go, weak. As they started like,
So I think the other kids might be a little scared of us because Lila is just like always around.
Correct.
They know like if they try to mess with us, they got mess with Lila. Yeah. And so I think he's starting to get out of his shell. Like, I think he's starting to get closer with Lila. And he's like, he showed her a pocket knife with that's all the attachments. Uh-huh. She got like a Swiss Army that has all like these things attached to it.
Yeah. I think at one point maybe she like took, she got like a piece of wood and like she took your pocket knife and carved you like a little like raccoon or something and was like, now you know how to carve stuff, and like gave it back to you.
So yeah, I think he's starting to, at least for the group, I think outside, he's outside of our like thing, he's still a little bit more like timid with everyone. Uh-huh. But he's starting to like get out of his shell with the other people.
Yeah, I think one thing of note that just in the first week, because it was probably about 2 or 3 days out that the stargazing thing was, mm-hmm. So you guys have been here for almost a full week, probably about 4 or 5 days now. And one thing of note that you guys probably might still be, I don't know if all of you, but I know at least Zeke is uncomfortable doing, is Lila goes up to, because she has friends here. Like, she goes to school. You all really go to school together with these kids. It's just whether or not you spend time together, which likely not. But Lila knows everyone here. And she walks up to group's lot, chats, looks like she's having fun, and then announces how she's going to kick their ass in the race constantly. And you see Lila pretty frequently arguing with Reg T, the counselor, because she's like, you know the bald eagles are whack. And that's a fact. And then Reg starts rhyming back at her because he raps a little. Yeah, so that kind of is Zeke's experience thus far. Javi. Have you gotten up at all in guilt to go and run? Yeah, that's it.
Immediately.
Yep. Day one.
Day one.
Yeah, the first morning
the first
there,
morning,
you're up at 5 a.m.
I'm up at 5. I'm up at 4.
Yeah, you're up at 4. Ashley is up reading. Javi, going somewhere?
Oh, yeah, I was just going for a jog.
Oh, okay. Around?
I was thinking just, like, the cabins is fine.
Lila shoots up, yes. Can you accompany Javi on his jog around the camp? Of course. Just a little salute. She outpaces you the whole time.
No. Pisses me off.
Yeah, I think you do it every day. Yeah. Mm. So you learned that Lila is in cross country.
Mm.
And she is a freshman. So she is 1 year older than you and 2 years older than Amanda. Yeah, so she may be little, but she is in cross country right now. And she kind of just talks to you while you guys run. But a lot of the time she has to run it back to keep pace with you. Giving you a lot of pointers on your form, though.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, I'm going to... Because you allowed yourself to be dutiful as much as you don't want to be, I will let you select a dinosaur.
I want this one.
Alrighty, we got our blue kind of... Dilophosaurus.
Dilophosaurus.
But yeah, so you trained with Lila a bit, you do your runnings, but what else? How else is the week going, though?
I think he feels very free doing things, and like they're like physical things, and you know, usually he would be dreading it, but he's having a fun time.
Yes.
And then he has his little uh, his repentance in the morning, where he's like, I gotta run in the morning.
Yeah.
But then he can have fun. He can only have fun in the day if he's doing something he doesn't like in the morning.
Absolutely. And I think that with that, you grow, as much as you hate to admit that the practice helps, just in the first week alone, you get less tired doing everything. Everything else that you see a lot of the kids kind of getting winded doing, or like kind of after things, you're pretty good. The practice is paying off. It makes a difference. And Amanda,
hey,
how is your week going thus far? I think that Ashley spends a lot of time with you. Maybe is like,
I don't want her to.
Oh, I know.
I don't want her to.
Oh, I know.
I want her away from me.
She often tries to tell you about the book she's reading.
I don't listen to her.
Yeah. And in this one, the guy, he was cursed to be a Minotaur. And, the princess falls in love with him anyways. Oh, and isn't that kind of beautiful, Amanda? Yeah, so anyways, how's Amanda's week going thus far?
So, you know when you're, like, 12 years old and, like, everything stresses you out and, like, it's all bad?
Yep.
So, basically, how the week goes is up to, like, the time they have to leave for an event. She's trying to get as much done in the workbooks as she can, because you're 12 years old and this is the weight of the world, and oh my god, I have to get this done, because if I don't get this done, I'm going to disappoint my mother, and I can't do that because I promised at the end, foolishly, that I was going to finish at least two, and now here I am, and now I'm doing a bunch of pages, and so at least like before, like right up to the time that they have to go to like the next event, she's working on it, and then like we'll go. And even then, like, lags behind, like, slightly. But then I think, like, either Lila or Ashley's, like, buddy system. Then I'm like, fine, I'll be there.
Yeah, so that is, again, how it goes for you. You are dutiful also in a way that comes to your own detriment. And I will allow you to pick a dinosaur.
Yeah, I want the pink one.
You got a pink pterodactyl. And, yeah, so you guys have all had very similar but very different experiences. Javi spending a lot of time with Lila and getting a lot of pointers and truly getting better, as much as it might come to a detriment to Javi, is truly getting better. Zeke is breaking out of a shell, at least amongst you guys, which is quite nice because Zeke is new and still feels new. It's hard to not feel new it takes a while. And I think this is, as much as you would disagree with your parents, this might have been a good thing for you. And Amanda, you similarly are having fun when you're with your friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I think you're not quite letting yourself have fun.
No.
And we've made it to stargazing.
I get really excited for this night, actually. But like in that like weird subtle way where like I'm like trying to like dump out my backpack and all the shit I have in there, and then pack it for the stuff that I actually need, you know, where like I pack a blanket, one of like the probably two or three I have in my duffel bag, bring my binoculars, bring a notebook, I bring like two pencils, and I'm like trying to like not like excited rush pack it, but like excited rush pack it, because I can't really hide it because, you know, I'm excited. And I'm just packing it up, and I bring a chewy granola bar that I have.
Wonderful.
And put it in there just in case it's late. I might get a little bit peckish.
Yeah. And so the day of the stargazing, Ashley's gone most of the day. You're not quite sure where she is. She just said she was going to kind of head out and had to do some counselor stuff. So you guys are kind of solo in the cabin or doing your events. There's still counselors everywhere. Mm-hmm. And there are a couple of like straggling adults here or there.
And Lila's around.
Lila's around and Lila is on top of things. And so, you guys go about the day as per usual. Javi probably signed you all up for canoeing. You guys find yourself getting fairly decent at canoeing. You guys are doing it as like a team. It's almost Dragon Boat-esque. And you guys are really, you guys are really locking in. You're doing fairly good.
I think this is one of those things that our counselor wanted us to do one thing we didn't want to do. And so I think anything water, Zeke doesn't want to do. But he's like, I got to do something I don't want to do.
Yeah. And then I think in that same breath, Ashley has made you, Javi, lead a dribbling seminar and teach the other kids how to do like handling of the basketball.
I'm good at it.
So the other kid, and I think you even get like this little tick on your shoulder because you're like, fucking counselors are just sitting over there just making me do their job. Like,
are they getting paid for this? Should I be getting paid for this?
Yeah. And so, you know, you run, and again, it's keeping with that note of something you're uncomfortable mm-hmm. with. And Amanda, she has laid off you a bit from the last day, especially today as Ash is not around. As time kind of winds down and it's getting closer and closer to the night sky, mm-hmm. you guys have dinner, maybe even roast some marshmallows right before doing a small night hike away to a clearing. Right before you guys head out to your night hike, Ashley gets back mm-hmm. And greets you and has a little like plastic like convenience store bag. Mm-hmm. She opens it up and she gives each of you a piece of candy, like a little bag, like either chocolate or a little mm-hmm. bag of candy. And then she pulls out a night sky manual.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You didn't seem to like any of the books I had, and I thought that it would be nice if you had a book that you might be interested in.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy the night sky.
Really awkward smile.
Yeah, she just kind of does it back. She's been a teenager before, like a young teenager yeah. before. She knows. Mm-hmm. She just does the awkward smile back. And she's like, it looks like we're going to head out in about 5 minutes. So I'm going to go change my shoes. I'll meet you guys back down here. Yeah, sounds good.
Yep.
Yeah. Fantastic. Alrighty. She heads out. 5 minutes goes by. Lila is like, guys, when we start hiking, let's push to the front of the pack so we can get the best spot to see the stars.
I nod my head.
Amanda loves stars. Look at her.
What does that mean?
Look at her.
She does look like she likes stars.
Exactly.
Oh.
That's a good thing.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
Because you're going to know every single constellation when they ask us about constellations, and you get us a point per constellation.
Oh.
I'm terrible at constellations. I like looking at the stars.
Mm-hmm.
I can't memorize them.
Okay.
I think the one's called the Skinny Dipper. Why would you call it that? That's someone
it's
getting naked and jumping in the water.
That.
It's not called that?
No. The Big Dipper?
That.
And the Little Dipper.
But what are they dipping? I don't understand.
The sky.
They're dipping the sky. I can't with you right now. I cannot with you right now, Amanda.
I think my last name comes from one of them. The O'Reilly's Belt, you know? And he smiles like a fucking idiot.
That.
Because he did it on purpose.
That sounds true.
You mean Orion's Belt? You did that on purpose, didn't you?
Let's go.
Yeah, Ashley gets back. You guys start hiking out. Lila is doing like shoulder checking to like clear paths to get you guys to the front of the group.
I am also.
Yeah.
I can use my size for something.
Yeah. And so the two of you and Ashley kind of slowly like just trotting behind, like letting you guys do your own thing. The rest of the counselors very much like lead their mm-hmm. troops. Ashley's just like, these kids have fucking got it. She just kind of trails behind you guys, kind of heading up the back as like a good shepherd would.
Yeah. I'm like a baby duck.
So you guys kind of bump to the front. And you make it to the clearing. It is this naturally occurring, from what you can tell, clearing in the trees. It is a space of just possibly the softest grass you ever felt, surrounded by trees. Everywhere else should be trees. This should also be trees. It's not. It's almost as if nature has given you the space to rest and look up into the sky.
All right, well, I'm going to lay out my big blanket that has a wolf howling at the moon.
I want the rock. Running over to. I'm just assuming there's a big rock somewhere.
Yeah, there's a big, sitting so, on the yeah, big rock. I think you drag your blanket over towards the rock. You're sitting on the rock. The blanket's off the side. It is a humongous blanket that can fit like 7 people.
Mm-hmm. My mom got it for me for my birthday.
100%. You all begin looking, and I would love just some rolls for the moment. What in the moment are you experiencing and enjoying? And you can tell me what you're rolling, and then we can kind of talk out the experience.
I'm going to use my token.
Okay.
I have intuitive, which lets me spend a token to ask the GM about the surrounding, an NPC, etc. So I'm going to ask about, like, the surroundings. I'm looking for a prime spot so I can look at the sky.
That's amazing. As nice as the rock is, it pushes you up from the ground a bit, and that almost in a sense obscures the true like width you can get with your eyes.
It's like there's trees.
Yeah. And so you find, maybe it's unintuitive and no one's there, but there's a small divot. It's the lowest point. Mm-hmm. And from there, I think as you step into it, it angles you in a way that mm-hmm. maybe you wouldn't have thought of initially. And in standing or sitting in it, you get a full width view of the sky.
Nice.
And you're able to really take in all of the beautiful celestial bodies that truly are beyond our comprehension.
I've taken out my binoculars. I'm looking.
Yeah, it's really good. I think to your chagrin, maybe, or maybe you're so caught up in it that you're enjoying this that you don't even recognize, you've begun to kind of gather a small crowd as they're like, and so they're kind of coming around you and they're pointing, and then they're like, binoculars, binoculars. And then finally one of them, hi, Fran.
I look at Fran. Which cabin does it look like Fran's from?
Fran has on a Bobcats cabin shirt.
All right. I'll give Fran my binoculars.
Thank you so much. And
I point at where she should stand, but it's not in the divot. I don't get out of the divot.
Yeah, no. So Fran gets like a nice spot, starts looking, and starts. How much does Amanda know about the constellations?
Amanda, I think at this point, is starting. So like the big ones, I would know for sure. But the more obscure we go, like the less she knows for sure.
Yeah, I think another one of them walks up. So you, Fran's holding your binoculars, and then you hear, I think that's Venus. And points kind of over your shoulder, and mm-hmm. that is going to be, you look back and you see kind of a mixed, like I would say half white, likely half Chinese boy. And he points up and he's like, I think that's Venus. I think that I don't remember the name of that constellation. And you see that what he's wearing, he's from the Bald Eagles. And Lila again just... okay. And so you, again, you're gathering a crowd of the other nerds.
Yeah.
A couple of from different groups are coming by. There's Fran Erie is here. This boy is here. He eventually mm-hmm. introduced himself as Andy. And you guys maybe talk about constellations. I don't know.
Yeah. When he's like, I don't know what that one is, I take out my little book that I got from Ashley.
You have a book.
Yeah.
That is exciting. Let's see if we can figure out which one it is.
Okay.
And he starts, like, helping you flick through it. And so the three of you, I think, have this minor bond. Nothing insane. Not best friends all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. But it is sharing a true common interest with people. Mm-hmm. Javi is interested because he's your friend. Yeah. And he likes hearing you talk about it.
Yeah.
Javi doesn't really care. Like, Javi's like, nah, yeah, that's the stars.
It's the sky over there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They shine.
Yeah, Javi, you see a small, not like fight, but like a tussle, like a little like roll around tussle breakout between who you've been walking around and meeting people because you've been following Lila around, who goes over and talks shit to tables. Mm-hmm. You see the two Andrews fighting, this Andrew A and Andrew R, one's for the Bobcats, one's for the Bald Eagles, and they're just rolling around. I'm Andrew. I was Andrew first. They're just rolling around, and you just see the sky. You see your friend Amanda. With a lot of people around, not a lot, two other people around her, but that's the most you've seen Amanda talk to anyone except for you and Zeke and Lila, because Lila's like, get up.
What are you doing, Zeke?
He's just laying there and he's trying to find the North Star because he's like, we'll need to know which way north is in case we get lost. He's like talking with Lila, be like, you know where the North Star is so we could find it?
Do you have your compass?
Of course I have my, he like ruffles through his like his little bag and pulls out a compass.
Yeah, you click it open, it, and it's not stopping.
Whoa.
Huh.
That's weird.
I've never seen a compass do that. Is your compass broken?
I like tap it a couple times and like give it a little shake.
Stops pointing at you.
Oh.
And then stops pointing at, Ashley. And stops pointing at another kid off in the corner, and then it starts spinning again. And as that happens, I would like a roll from you to resist something.
I mean, I have a grit.
Yeah, I'll take grit.
Yeah, I'll just... Oh, 12!
Amazing.
You get to roll again.
Oh, yeah! Roll again? Let's see if we can compound it.
Oh, 3.
All right, so I got a 15?
Yeah.
Good. This was a 10. So you'd beat it with a 12, but you beat it pretty succinctly. You start to feel as if you were in water.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. I don't like that.
Like, the buoyancy of water begins to appear around your body. And you're like, oh, that's... And you're like, I need it. Like, I just need it. Like, and you hunker down. And I think maybe you, like, grab your backpack, which is so heavy. Mm-hmm. And your feet leave the ground. But you're holding onto your backpack. You see Ashley not as capable... is off the ground already. Hadn't noticed what was going on. Ashley's about a foot off the ground at this point. And then you see the other student. And you guys hear like a kind of noise. all of you begin to hear this, like, hum or thrum. And it's not a noise made by, like steel or some kind of sound being made. It is the noise of motion in particles, almost. You feel this noise biologically.
Oh.
As you're, like, holding, and Ashley and the other kid are now really probably each about 5 feet up and still ascending. What would everyone like to do?
So here's fun fact. Fun fact about me.
Right.
I'm lost in the sauce. I don't think I understand what's happening because I think I'm looking up through my binoculars. I don't think I understand what's happening until I feel, like, the vibration in my body. And so, like, I'm sure there's, like weird, like, exclamations and stuff happening around me. I'm lost in the sauce.
I think the two kids with you are also similarly. And then they're like, oh, my God. And you guys are pulled out of it by an unsettling shaking that almost makes it feel as if your heart is going to be shook into a stillness. As your entire, your bones, your blood is moving at a frequency that it never has before.
Hobby.
I think he's up on the rock, like, whoa, whoa, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Earthquake?
yes, earthquake. Yeah. I think Reg T has also popped up. He's like, everyone, earthquake. And you guys now see about 5 feet up, two different, and Reg T, like, pauses. He's like, and he starts, like, just reaching at things.
I think I'm, like looking around, and I'm like, oh. Oh, I think I'm, like, fully taking in, like, what's happening. I'm like, oh, that's bad.
And then finally, and so Ashley and the other kid have gone silent. They're just floating. You, due to your grit, feel like the pressure is intensifying on you in your head. And you feel, like, warmth coming down from your nose onto your lip and onto your chin. But you're still conscious. The two of them are out, floating. One of the other counselors, Sarah, for the Bobcats, finally breaks the silence or the panicked, like, hush into, someone get me some rope! And they're just now running around getting rope and attempting to, like, try to, like,
lasso
the child. This is bullet time. This is happening frantically and fast, but it's lasting a long time.
What the
fuck? Like, as much as it's bullet time and everything's moving slow, it's also been maybe a minute now. And with that, you then begin to see certain students falling as the vibration is far too much. What do you guys want to do? Because you're allowed to do whatever you want. Ashley is floating. Lila is next to you, I think, holding you down now because you're holding onto your bag and Lila's, like, anchoring you.
I think Zeke's going through his backpack. He's like, I gotta have something to help. And he's just, like, pulling out just random shit.
Zeke, do you have rope?
No, I don't have any rope.
How do you not have rope?
I didn't think I'd need rope.
I would like some kind of roll for, like, a perception or a notice, however you want to do that. Like, your just general ability to, like, notice something or pick something up. And you can kind of pitch it to me, whatever ability you want.
Could I roll a brains?
Yes, that would actually be perfect.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to roll a brains. A six.
Okay. Which dinosaur would you like?
I'll take the green one again.
There you go. So the six is a failure. You're trying to rack your brain with what could be doing this, but all you can think about is the stars because that's what's in the forefront of your mind. And it's hard to focus when your friend is floating and your cabin counselor is now 6 feet in the air.
Hobby.
Could I roll a charm as, like, sort of like an insight situation, looking at the people around me to try and...
Yes, yeah, you can...
Specifically the counselors who are in action.
Okay, you're trying to read their...
Yeah, like...
Like, has this happened before?
Yeah, like...
Is this just a cape thing?
It's a seven on the die.
Seven on the die. You look around and you notice that the counselors themselves are not equipped for this. They are older and maybe a little more able to resist the feeling of whatever this is disrupting you guys. More kids have begun to fall, and you do see one of the camp not the counselors, but one of the kids at the camp, I think is one of the fire ants, is standing just like open mouth staring up. And as you look, it's this like, I think maybe it takes you a moment because what are they looking at? And you keep looking, and then you see that maybe like someone moves funny, one of the counselors moves funny, and they have like flashlights out because they like have little like lapel lights on or things like that. And light hits, and instead of going like light should, it bounces. And there's something in this up in the air there, pretty close to over you.
Oh no.
Are you guys seeing that?
What?
Zeke. And then I look at Zeke who's floating. I'm like, Zeke, what the hell? And I'll jump down and like try and
hold his legs down. Yeah. Like, so you and Lila are holding down Zeke. Lila looks up.
This is devastating because I'm far away from my friend.
Yeah. Amanda looks up because I think you hear Javi's voice ring out.
And I just probably just hear up. And then I'm like, up.
And you look up and you also see like maybe a light randomly cracks. Lila also sees that they're like, boom, boom, bouncing off it. You guys have had it pointed out to you. There is something blending in with the sky, but just above you guys, not quite obscuring you. And it is whatever it is or whatever is occurring to you now occurs, Amanda. Roll me another another brains.
Okay.
Let's see what occurs to you.
God, I hope something. Wow, a 5. Honey. Nothing.
Oh, you have your dinosaur.
You know what? I'm going to use my dinosaur to do intuitive again.
Okay.
And ask you, like, in my little 12-year-old brain, right, in all of the things that I've consumed, like, media-wise, and, like, just, like, even just, like, reading and stuff like that, because I'm very, like, well-read even for a 12-year-old, reading above my level, you know, type of things, is there anything that my little 12-year-old brain can piece together right now about what this thing in the sky is?
So there's two things. First, a la, like, Sherlock Holmes style. You like close your eyes for a moment and your brain is just picking through what you know. Mm-hmm. And we get a picture of your cabin that you've been staying in and the stack of books. And one of the books on top has a gray alien face. And that's the first thing your little brain goes to, like, gotta be aliens. Then you're like, ridiculous, science. And then you start picking through what else you know. What do you know that floats? What have you played with that floats or can make things float? Magnets, magnetism. Something going on with metal magnets, with electromagnetic fields. You don't know the full science behind it because you're 12.
Yeah.
But it has to be something with electromagnets or magnets.
All right. I think I just panic yell, magnets!
You think a flare will kill it? I'm going to pull out a flare.
All right. So you pull out a flare. You know where the thing is. So roughly, what do you want to do?
I'm igniting the flare and I'm just going to throw it with all my might.
Yeah. So you chuck the flare. Give me, I like this, and I like that the flare is coming into play. I'll give you another dinosaur, and go ahead and give me a, what kind of roll do you want to do for your throw?
Oh, no, I've got bad. I'll do fight.
Okay.
Oh, I got an 8.
Okay, roll again.
Come on. And a 6.
Okay.
So that's a 14. You reel back, and you chuck this thing, and I think you let go of your stuff, trusting your friends implicitly. And I think you intuitively, Javi, kind of see Lila lets go to let him lift up, and you just drop down and hold his ankles. So he's higher in the sky than his height would allow, typically. And so he's a little closer to it, and he chucks this thing in. And it hits whatever this is and rings out, and then there's a noise, and you see all of the people that are floating go from floating to rapidly falling. Two of the counselors had managed to like get Ashley partially of the way down, and they have her about 2 feet, so she just 2 feet down. Hard but not hurt. The other child was still very high up, as one of the counselors couldn't get the child, but three of the kids were like parachuting, and before the kid had even fallen, they were building like a little parachute because they're like, what goes up has to come down. You see, the other kids are trying to, like, solve things on their own also.
They grabbed the wolf blanket that was floating.
they pulled your guys' wolf blanket out from under you guys. They have it out, and they catch that kid. You hear a thud. Probably not as loud as it could have been. And there's just a dull moment.
He falls onto me.
Yeah, onto you.
Our faces are really close together.
All right. You good?
Yeah. Do you think I killed it?
Lila looks at you and says, that is the bravest thing I've ever seen anyone do.
Oh, thanks, Lila.
I don't think you killed it.
Oh.
I was looking up at it. Was there anything that I could, like, see when that all happened?
Imagine if a shooting star went the other way.
No.
Anyways.
I won't, actually. I won't imagine
actually,
that.
I deny that.
Yeah.
So, Reg T finally composes himself. Lines. Lines, please. We're going to go ahead and head back. Let's get everyone tucked in. Sarah will bring ice cream around when we get back. Everyone can have ice cream in their cabins tonight. Make sure you put it out in the trash. And bears, let's go. And they start kind of like rallying everyone that's passed out, trying to get people up. They're teenagers dealing with this.
Yeah.
They do their best. Everyone kind of comes to slowly. Ashley comes to and immediately has to be in charge again. It's like, let's line up. Let's go get water.
I have written down, I have an extra Arrowhead water bottle in my backpack. I'm going to pull it out and then hand it to Ashley.
You're my favorite. She opens it and drinks it. I feel hungover. And she like tucks it in her thing. She's like, let's go. And you guys all walk back to your cabins. You get your ice cream and the night kind of goes on awkwardly. I don't know if you talk about it or not. Or if it's one of those things where it's like...
I think because I've known Javi for so long, I think that there's this thing that I do when I want to talk about stuff, but I don't want the adults to know, is that we talk under a blanket. And so you see once like Ashley probably leaves, right? Because she probably has like counselor stuff to do, or she just passed out on her bed.
I think she drags a chair out to the front and is just sitting waiting for the ice cream to come. But you can see she's got...
Yeah.
What the...
Yeah, so you see, like me under my sheets in the bed, flashlight on. You see the silhouette, and I'm just kind of, like, waiting.
It's time.
Yeah, I think Lila sees that, and Lila's going to climb under also and be like, I would like to talk also.
Well, I don't want to.
The four of us are just under here.
What are you guys doing over there?
So, like, what was that? Are you okay? Is everyone okay?
Oh. Zeke, are you okay? You saved the day.
Yeah, you know, I
You
just,
know that flare did come in handy.
Yeah, I knew the flare would be helpful, but I didn't think I would have to kill a cosmonaut with it.
A Cosmo what?
Cosmonaut is one of the Russian astronauts, and I look at Lila.
Lila kind of, she's like, I don't think it was cosmonauts. It had to be an angel, right?
Were we being raptured?
That's my fear.
Did I just kill an angel?
I would be worried if I were you.
You guys.
Is an angel or an alien worse?
Alien.
Yeah, you know, like a UFO.
Like little green people.
They're not all green.
Oh. So aliens, angels, cosmonauts, maybe.
All Everyone's... bad options, I think.
Why would they even be at camp, at a kid's camp?
Well, I mean, if it's a rapture, then, I mean...
That's what I'm scared.
That makes sense.
I'm worried that we didn't get a rapture and everyone else did.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm going to call my parents in the morning, I think.
Yeah, maybe we should call our families and stuff, find out if they got raptured.
Fingers crossed they didn't.
Yeah.
What if it was just like an optical illusion or something?
But magnets.
I was floating.
Yeah,
well,
like
my compass was
optical
being weird.
Illusions and also magnets.
Yeah, it could be magnets. My compass was being weird.
I think
weird.
It was magnets. Oh,
well, you know what?
Magnets.
If your compass was being weird. And if we're talking about magnets, I've heard that in some national parks, there are different types of minerals that can cause electromagnetic disturbances.
There it is.
There's what?
That was probably what it was.
That makes the most sense.
Right.
Yeah.
But like that doesn't fully rule out the thing.
Well,
and I point up.
Yeah, the sky. The thing. I threw it at
optical
it.
Illusion.
Yeah. An optical illusion occurred because...
Magnets.
Okay, and electromagnetic...
Fields.
Static and fields could affect our vision.
And there was a lot of kids and everyone was breathing.
A lot of breath.
A lot of breath.
A lot of CO2.
A lot of CO2.
Doesn't explain the floating. How did you feel?
Well, that's the electromagnetic field. He just got caught in it because he probably has a lot of metal on it.
Does that make you float? I don't...
I mean, a bunch of my stuff in my backpack is metal.
Yeah, so maybe that's what happened.
But
I don't think Ashley had a lot of metal on her.
Well, Ashley was gone all day, so maybe she got some metal stuff.
But, like, she didn't have nearly as enough as Zeke did.
And so then the blanket lifts up. Ice cream time.
Oh, nice!
Oh. The blanket lifts up. I quickly turn off the flashlight. Like, we weren't doing anything.
Yeah, you guys all get your ice cream. And again, the night kind of slugs on. I don't know if you guys sleep this
night. I'm going to say a couple Hail Marys before bed. Just in case it was angels.
Just in case. I'm sorry, angels. Yeah, you all, I don't know, again, I don't know if you sleep for the night. Ashley knocks out pretty early. And the next morning, some of you may call your parents, check in on them. It wasn't a rapture. Camp goes on. There's nothing weird happens any of the other days. Maybe here or there, someone says something about seeing a star move funny or hearing something in the woods. But isn't that just what we talk about when we're camping?
All the time, I'll have my compass out, just like checking it.
Yeah, never, nothing weird ever happens again. You do notice your compass sometimes doesn't point the right way, but that could be anything. And the month kind of boils down to the last week. You all do the same stuff last week. Do you participate in the Sky Watch again? I think the following week they don't do it, but the week after they have the Night Watch again, once the counselors have simmered down a bit. Do you guys do it again?
I would.
The magnets are probably still there.
Yeah, maybe we'll bring some rope and tie ourselves down just to be safe.
Yeah, so you bring
tie
rope.
Tie yourselves
yeah,
to like,
I'll
other.
Go if you go, I guess.
Yeah, you bring rope, you tie yourselves to a tree, you never fly off, you never get a buzzing again. And the last day rolls around and you guys have honed some skills, done some things you hadn't done before, learned some stuff. And it's time for your little race slash competition. So I'm going to let each of you pick what you roll and you'll give it to me and we'll kind of decide how you, what you're doing exactly, okay?
We got to do a team huddle with Lila because she's team captain.
Mm-hmm. All right, nerds. Today's the day. I'll take them on in swimming, in the run around. Do you think you can outpace me? Be honest.
No.
All right. In the run around the cabins, you'll anchor us. In the tug of war at the very end, you're going to do, the three of you are going to do the canoeing. I got to save my arms for the rope climb. You're going to do the drawings and the namings of the stars.
Okay.
And you're also going to do the crafts.
Oh.
You're going to do the tent building.
Okay.
You're going to do the whittling.
Okay.
Do we think we can handle it?
Yeah.
Go team. I'll go put my hand up for a high five.
Go team. Yeah. Yeah, and you guys go on, and you do these things. So who wants to go first? And I'll let you roll one thing for all of them.
I can do mine. All right. I'll use my brawn.
All right, perfect. Yeah.
Anchoring the tug of war.
Yeah.
And whatever the hell else I end up doing. Oh, goodness. That's not very good.
Okay, you're going to use your dinosaur?
Yeah.
All righty.
It's exactly the same.
Huh.
Well, that's a 9. On the die.
9's still very good. You're tug-warring kids, other children. And yeah. So you're just the anchor. So you dig your heels in, and I think you guys win. You go 2-2. So you get points. The tug-war is worth the most points. So if you clean swept, you would have probably guaranteed you guys a win. But with a 2-2 record, it's enough to keep you in the runnings. And then you guys also did the canoeing, do you guys want Javi's roll to count for the canoeing or do you want another roll to count for the canoeing?
We'll do Javi's, probably.
Yeah.
So that'll, similarly, you guys came in second place for canoeing. On to Zeke.
Okay.
Your tent making and your, yeah, and, what do you want to roll
and
for?
I am going to cut their ropes.
Okay. Like, so I need some kind of like, how would you sneak around and do that?
I'm just going to distract him and be like, I thought I saw a bear over there.
All right. So go ahead and use your, what is it?
Charm.
Yeah, your charm.
Got 11.
Okay. Yeah. 11. They look, you do little like notches in them. So that way they'll give shortly. Mm-hmm. And then you've assembled yours. I need a roll for your assemblage though. Your assembling of it.
Okay. I'm just gonna probably just do, can I do grit? Cause I'm just like hyper focused on. Got a 9.
Okay, yeah, you build one well, and then on top of the sabotage, you come in first place. Oh, yeah. Two of them fall, one of them's leaning, and so yours just rock solid. The one that's leaning didn't even have rope on it. You didn't have to do anything to it. It was just built that way. And so you've gotten you guys your guys full points for the tent making.
Nice.
And for the whittling, you managed. What do you whittle? What do you make?
I want to make a raccoon. Like,
yes, of course. Yeah, you make a little raccoon. I think yours has a little more fine definition than Lila's.
I've been working on it.
So. Yeah. I'll roll for Lila really quick. Lila got an 11, so Lila outpaces pretty much all the boys in the run, which gives her the head start in the swim, and she manages to finish first.
Slay. I'm going to roll a brains to see how much my little brain remembered.
Let's do this.
Nice. I got a 17!
Yeah, with a 17, you blow it out of the water. You remember everything. It's uncanny how much you remember from this. It's like you're reciting the book.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, with a 17 and an 11, and then with your guys' your full success and your second place successes, that is enough to lock in another year's W for the Golden Trout Cabin.
Let's go, baby!
Yeah, Lila comes out happy, excited. It's at the tug of war is the last thing you do. So all of this goes on, and then you finally do the tug of war. You win one, you lose one, you lose one, you win one.
Mm-hmm.
And
nice.
So it's win, ending lose, lose, dub. Win, ending on a dub. That gives you the last bit of points you need. Lila did a little huddle with you guys. She's like, we need this last one, Javi. Do what you have to do. And you like anchor down, yeah, butt to dirt, like mm-hmm. drag it. You guys successfully get it. She's like, I got you all something. And she pulls out little friendship bracelets that have little little fish on them. Yes. She was like, they only had the Jesus fish. I'm sorry. And she like hands them out. She's like, but I painted them gold. Golden trout forever.
Golden trout.
Golden trout. Golden trout. Golden trout.
Yeah, so the golden trout, you guys chant. You guys get to have a pizza party and invite whoever you want. And Lila says, the best part about this is we can invite everybody. And they can't even be mad at us for winning because they get pizza too.
I like the way you think, Lila.
That's what makes us so good.
What winning's about.
We're better than them in every way. They wouldn't invite us. And so you guys have a pizza party. I think probably Ashley and Reg drive in and go get six stacks of pizza.
Bring for like 6 cents.
Yeah. Everyone gets a bunch of pizza. You guys have a great, pretty much last night there. The next morning, parents start rolling in. Mm-hmm. The rest of your summer still ahead of you. And you guys wrap up your summer camp. The rest of summer probably goes pretty normal. You guys, likely after this, I feel like you might hang out a lot.
I'll try to.
Well, yeah.
I think...
A lot of stuff's in the morning, though.
Yeah. I think he's, like, really dramatic and is like, I'll see you guys. See you guys when school starts.
Yeah.
I just think once I make varsity, he'll get off my back.
All right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Bye, Javi.
I'll see you guys later.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, you all disembark. You get in your cars. You get in. Both of your parents are there. Your dad gives you a normal hug, and he's like, I hope you had fun.
Had a lot of fun.
And then just kind of mouths like, I'm sorry. And then your mom's like, look at the seat next to you. And there's more books.
Oh, I finished all three.
I figured you would, so I got you three more.
You know, there's so much more summer left.
Exactly. You're just like me, my daughter.
Really awkward, trying to be genuine smile.
Yeah. How was hanging with Javi? And you said another of your friends came, right?
Yeah. Zeke.
Ezekiel, the new boy.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting. We actually took the car into his parents' shop. His dad's a whiz. And you guys start driving off home. Javi, your mom picks you up.
Just like seeing her car pull up, just getting in the front seat.
My sweet baby, my sweet prince child, how was summer camp?
It was so good.
I'm sorry I couldn't drive you.
It's okay.
Your dad did not shut up about me not driving you all month.
Oh.
Let's get food without him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys drive. You kind of tell her a bit about camp,
mm-hmm.
And both your parents pick you up this time. Not in the bug. I think they bring a beat down van, and they just kind of load you up. they've brought extra, like you can see they drove through somewhere and they just kind of have like a, you know, a greasy burger and some nonsense.
Nice.
And there's like, so did you make any friends?
Yeah, I made a lot of friends. I had a great time.
they did, the tension in them deflates as they're like, our boy's gonna be antisocial. It was like, thank goodness. We're so happy you had fun.
Yeah, it was a great time. But I need you to put the pedal to the metal because I need to poop and I cannot poop in these places one more time.
Let's get out of here. Yeah, and they drive off and you're...
The whole time he's talking, he's excitedly explaining what happened at camp. He had a great time.
That's awesome. And so you guys drive off and summer camp of 83 comes to a close. There's probably about a month and a half, 2 months of summer left. As dramatic as hobby was and as much as you work you have to do, you're both free by 12 every day.
Yeah.
You guys ride around on bikes, putz around and have a good summer, really breaking Zeke into the town and getting to know each other and getting to know the summer. And that will close out our first summer together.
Yay!
Yippee!
Right. Thank you so much for listening. This has been 5 Gems in a Trench Coat. I'm Adam Gonzalez. I have been your GM today. Let's go around and fully introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Huh? We didn't really do that. Hi, I'm Kim. I've been playing Amanda Tachibana. I'm very excited to continue. This is very fun. Yeah.
And I'm Jesse, and I was playing Zeke, and I'm having a good time at camp. Except for the whole maybe killing an angel. Oh, he's going to ask his dad, like, can you kill an angel?
Oh, my God.
Your dad's like... Only if you have a really strong gun.
Well, and I'm Tanlin. I've been playing Javier O'Reilly, and I'm excited to see where we all go.
Yes, thank you all so much for listening. If you like us, like, share, comment, do all that fun stuff. Share with your grandmas. Grandmas love us.
Grandmas do love us.
You can find us anywhere you find podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram at
5Gems in a Trench Coat.
On Blue Sky at
5GMsOfficial.bSky.social.
And on everything else.
And everything else is just 5 Gems in a Trench Coat pretty much everywhere else because our name was too long for Blue Sky.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. But yeah. We love Blue Sky. We do. It was very fun over there. On top of that, you can go to our Ko-fi and donate us a wee bit of money.
Yeah, it takes a lot of work to sustain the show and, you know, we're doing it.
We're on to our fifth season now.
Yeah.
So yeah, we've been trucking through it. Things are going great. We love you. We heart you. We miss you.
Mm-hmm. We do. True that. Thank you to Hunter's Entertainment.
Yes.
Supplying us with books. If you want to pick up Kids on Bikes, you could probably find it at your local LGS. You can also just go to huntersentertainment.com, pick some up.
But yeah, I think that's all. That's all from us.
Yeah, that's all from us.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Hero Forge. There is no better gift for a gamer than a custom miniature of their beloved TTRPG character. So this holiday season, take the guesswork out of gift giving and treat your players to a digital gift card to Hero Forge. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. You can make minis in a variety of materials, including premium unpainted plastic and color standees, and they even offer downloadable model files so you can 3D print your unique designs at home. And for the dice lovers in your party, never fear, Hero Forge has you covered with their custom dice, which lets you put your hero inside the very D20 that will help lead you to glory. Visit HeroForge.com to send your players a digital gift card and let them build the heroes of their dreams.